and access is extremely complicated, but you don't need to know everything. You got to have somebody like us that knows access. We can create the fields, put the right size in there, everything you need, and then all you need to know is, you know, I need another field for company. I need to know, you know, if they have any companies related to them in China, let's say, or whatever, you know, so you could add fields to it very easily. So how does this fit with what you have? Susan, you and I have talked about this on the phone, and you mentioned the last thing, you sent me an email, said that your company is using that one application, and those guys said there was a CRM package. But you haven't had a chance to evaluate that?
No, I've not. And yep. I mean, at this point, I don't know what they're planning because they got other things that they're looking at. But I know when I referred it to our IT person, he said that with the current system we are using, it would not be stable enough, I guess, to convert it to an access.
No. You wouldn't. You certainly would not. You're absolutely under no circumstances would you take your existing MRP package and or enterprise package or whatever your name for it is and convert it to access. No, you would never do that.
But see, that's where our current information is, though.
Yes.
It is in the specific program.
Right.
So that's why I think he said that they do have a CRM package that would tie in with us.
Yes.
But we haven't.
You haven't gotten it yet. Okay. Well, let me tell you, in many situations, there are two systems. There is your MRP or enterprise package, which you use to run your business. Mm-hmm. That's run generally by the finance organization. The people in finance, they manage that. Now, the IT manager probably, in most instances, reports up somewhere to the CFO, Chief Financial Officer. And the reason is that your enterprise package has to do with tax reporting, profitability, commission payments, you know, all these kinds of things. And the finance guys, they would not let the marketing and salespeople under any circumstance get involved in the management of that thing because the marketing and sales guys would screw it up, okay? Whereas the finance guys are really concerned about accuracy and confidentiality and all this kind of stuff, where marketing and salespeople, you know, they would sell their soul for an order, you know, without a doubt, you know. So there's usually a redundant database that is simple and may not be accurate, doesn't have to be accurate, but allows the salespeople the freedom. They can do whatever they want. They can put all these customers in there. Like I said, my database got 22,000 accounts. If you went back to the finance guy and told me you want to stick 22,000 accounts into the database, they'd tell you no way. They wouldn't do it because that slows things down, and then they can't. You know, they want to keep track of the people that bought stuff and that are really customers, not all these prospects. So an access database generally would be redundant to them, and you would start with a dump of the records that you have in your existing organization or your existing enterprise package, export all those records, and then suck them up into access, which we could do that. And, you know, whereas your IT guys could do it too, but we could do it better because we got a lot more experience in putting them into access. And create something like this, which would be make it easier for you guys to get through and put your information in, and then you're not messing with your system. When I told you about the ODBC drivers, where you could take an access database and link it to your data tables on your system, you said they would never allow that to be done. And I'm thinking, I can understand that. Because they, man, once the marketing and sales guys start linking the stuff, man, there's no end to what they could screw up. You know, and I don't want to make you feel like that I think you guys are going to screw up stuff. I'm just telling you, this is how the finance guys think. They think anybody in customer service or sales don't know anything and they're going to screw up stuff. And I certainly can't say that about the customer service people, but I can say that the sales guys, they could screw up anything. You know, they could get in there and delete all the records in the database by hitting the wrong button somehow or something. And we just can't have that happen in our enterprise package. But that's why there is a redundant system. The marketing and sales guys pull the records in here, and often the finance guys will come and they'll call you up and they'll say, Susan, ABC Manufacturing, we show their address as 4896 Town Center. Is that what you guys show? And you guys would have more current information because you're calling these guys on a regular basis, keeping track of where they're located and so on. Whereas in your MRP system, they may have you know, an old address, and they got nobody calling, so they don't know. So, okay. Then, you know, this term, customer relationship manager, CRM, you know, that's, in this business, you got to know what that stands for. CRM, customer relationship management. Why do they have that as a name here, Garrett? Customer relationship manager. Why would they call this kind of a database a CRM database?
Because it shows the relationships between all of your customers that you've had.
Right. It doesn't have anything to do with what we've sold them generally, or our profitability, or any of that stuff. All it has to do with is the people at the account. You know, when's their birthdays, you know, what's their emails, what's, how do we call them, what are they into, you know. It just gives you an understanding of all the soft sides of your customers and the people that work for the customers. And that's why it's called a CRM solution.